May now the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Leonard Wilson was the Bishop of Singapore during the Second World War. Later he became the Bishop of Birmingham. When Singapore fell in 1942, Wilson was interned, suffered beatings and torture, but he refused to deny his faith. He often spoke and preached about the power of Christ to sustain him and of the centrality of forgiveness in the Christian's life. Many of his fellow captors were drawn to faith through the bishop's example. And after the war, he had the great joy of baptizing one of his torturers. This is how he described the moment. Here was one who had stood with a rope in his hand, threatening and sadistic. I've seldom seen so great a change in a man. He looked gentle and peaceful. His face was completely changed by the power of Christ. That is an absolutely amazing testimony. And before his death in 1970, Bishop Wilson gave his advice about Remembrance Sunday. He said that we should have three thoughts in our minds on this day. Firstly, thankfulness. Secondly, penitence. And thirdly, dedication. So let's follow his example today and think of those things. Firstly, thankfulness. Thankfulness for the sacrifice of others in order to gain our deliverance. We've great cause today to be thankful for our deliverance in two world wars and so many other conflicts since. For the men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice of their lives to help secure our freedom and the freedom of others. And there's an ever-growing list of casualties of those in our armed forces who have given their lives or their health in our service, in wars, in confronting terrorism, and in peacekeeping roles. Whatever we may think of the politics of certain situations, we must remain sincerely thankful to our armed forces for their sacrifice on our behalf. From Korea to Cyprus and Aden, from Northern Ireland to the Falklands, from Bosnia, Iraq, Afghanistan, and other places too. We rightly remember them with thanksgiving, and we rightly support the British Royal Legion and all the services, charity services, in their work with the injured and the maimed of today, and with the families of service personnel who bear such a cost themselves. Today is Sunday, and this and every Sunday we remember and give thanks for the sacrifice of another, the one who gained for us the deliverance that no army could ever gain, our deliverance from the penalty of sin and the consequences of our sin. We give thanks today for Christ's sacrifice for us upon the cross, for his resurrection from the dead, and for his power to transform our lives. And that leads to our second thought, that of penitence. Our penitence for human sin and evil. We have great cause today to be penitent. There is absolutely nothing glorious about war. It's terrible. It's a brutal business. It brings evil and suffering on innocent people. It shows the depth of human sinfulness, which I'm afraid infects all of us. Our appetites for seeking our own ends, for treating others badly, our failure to love our neighbours, our failures to really seek for peace, for justice and reconciliation for everyone. We're all part of this. We can't wag our fingers and say it's got nothing to do with me. We've all got to recognise that we've not learnt God's ways nor walked in his paths. We've not beaten our swords into ploughshares. We can't settle our disputes without training for war. And for all our many advances, we still live in fear of each other. So it is truly a day for penitence. And penitence isn't just about feeling bad or feeling sorry. It's about thinking and acting differently. And that brings me to my third thought, dedication. Dedication to work for peace and justice in our world. If our thanksgiving and our penitence are to mean anything more than just words, then we must be moved to action, to work not for self-interest, but for peace and fairness in this world. Jesus didn't say, "Blessed are the peace lovers," but "Blessed are the peacemakers." We're not to seek a quiet life, but to strive for what makes for peace, for healing of the nations, for a just future for all God's creatures. And that does mean being concerned about justice and mercy. And if it's to be more than words, then it's got to be worked out in the ordinariness and the smallness of our own lives. Determination to get along with troublesome, annoying neighbours. To have a generous attitude towards those different from us. To forgive and to go on forgiving those who wrong us. Learning to serve others, not requiring them to serve us. Especially those who are weak and of little significance in the world's eyes. Those whose voices we very seldom hear. Determination to make Jesus Christ our model for living and for dying. St. Paul, the Apostle, wrote of the mystery of resurrection, resurrection from death, resurrection that swallows up death and leads to victory, the victory Jesus won over the grave. I love Paul's words here. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labour in the Lord is not in vain. I take that to mean that nothing we do for the Lord is ever wasted. No small kindness, no unseen action done for the Lord is in vain. It has lasting significance in God's economy. And so we can truly throw ourselves unreservedly into God's service. Desmond Tutu tells the story of a young lad set an exam question in his RE class. What did John the Baptist say to Jesus when Jesus came to the Jordan to be baptized by him? Well, the lad really didn't have any idea at all, but he guessed it was a significant moment in the story of Jesus' life. So he used his imagination. His answer was this: John the Baptist said to Jesus, "Remember that you are the Son of God and behave like it." So I encourage all of us today to remember who we are. We are all God's children, dearly loved, bought at great price. Called now to live with God, in God, and for God in the power of Christ. And we're to know that our labouring is not in vain in God's service. And therefore we can behave like it by seeking to live thankfully for the sacrifices made for us, penitently in our recognition of our part in the world's ills, and with dedication to work for a better world of real peace for everyone. Amen.